In Parshas Pinchas, we have the various korbanos of Moadim. The first two korbanos are Korban Tomid and Rosh Chodesh, which is interestingly enough not really Moadim. It is somehow somewhat dependent on time, but not really a yontif of sorts. The Chinuch notes, and this really is sort of, I assume, something that should, that begs of itself. We have the parsha of Ma'adim, that okay, there was a special karbonis, marking special days. We have Korban Tomid, which we understand is every day, so that sort of contrasts. Then we have Rosh Chodesh, which is not really a type of yontiv. I mean, it's a yontiv of some sort, some vague yontiv, not really clear what it is. But certainly to bring a carbon, what's the point of it? So the Korban Tomid is somewhat needs an explanation. Rosh Chodesh, the whole inyan of bringing a Korban Musaf, there's no reason for it. No, doesn't seem to be any rhyme or reason for it, is something that really begs an explanation. The Chinuch explains both. We'll try to paraphrase it, but he explains both of them in a way that is that they complement each other. The purpose of Karbanis is to mark time when we feel a special connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, need to feel a special connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what it's about. So we have all the Yom Tovim. The Yom Tovim are special days when things happened in the world that reflect HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashkacha, and that certainly is marked by a Korban Musaf. Korban Tomid, the Chinuch explains that the norm was for people to eat twice a day. That was the normal pattern, and this was true in the Gemara. Also, we find that two meals a day was considered the norm in those days. And that's basically the person's need for food and so on in the morning at some point and the evening before retiring. Those are the two times when he needs to eat. That means that if we're to ask ourselves what is the natural rhythm, in other words, if a person were to look at himself and say, what is my natural rhythm? Well, the thing that is always needed and is sort of like a clock is the eating twice a day, morning and evening. So the concept of tamidius and consistent and constant is something that is a reflection of a certain anhag of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm a charif tuva b'chol yoyim tamid. So most of us seem to emphasize the mechadish part of it, but the tamid is really the emphasis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mechadish tuva b'chol yoyim tamid, tamidius, chukas shamayim v'aretz, the consistency and the immutability of the world and all of its phenomenon is exactly what we are reflecting on being a Korban Tomid. So we're being Meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu not only for when we notice it through a nes, but because we see the nisim that happened, it requires us to recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu in tamidus. There is one other phenomenon that happens that somewhere straddles between the two, and the Chinuch explains. The moon, so the sun coming, is rising and setting to us is, I guess we would call it clockwork. It's something that happens regularly, and it's a pattern. We pick it up as a constant pattern and a rhythm. The moon is much less frequent. It rises once a month and gradually it appears once a month and rises to its high point and then recedes. The effects of that moon are very noticeable. So Rabbi Machias, the Chinuch spells out all sorts of different things that are affected by the moon. A lot of it is hard for us to understand today exactly what that is, but the one thing that everyone knows is tides. Tides are very clearly tied to the lunar phase, and it is extremely noticeable and very important. So even though it happens on a sort of regular basis, but it's spaced out long enough that we note it and say, oh, something new is happening. It was dry land until this point, and now all of a sudden the waves are covering it, and they're coming in much more. So a hischatshus, chidush and hischatshus are noted at the moon's behavior. Now, it's not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu intervenes in nature, but rather that nature is mechodesh through HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A nace is HaKadosh Baruch Hu interfering. HaKadosh Baruch Hu barges in, so to speak, into some sort of normal setting, and he upends something, and he completely splits the yam and drains down arba and so on. Here, it's as if a new natural order was created. Now the tides will be coming in much, much further inland than they were before. So the koyach of chidush habriya, the koyach of bria itself, is something that is noted then. This requires a carbon musaf. In other words, whereas a carbon tamid helps us understand that teva is constant, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who keeps it constant, the Levana, the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh, gives us to understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Mechadish. A bit of context, this is an issue that the Rambam or Nevuchim spoke a lot about, apropos Aristotle. Aristotle was considered the great scientist, the know-it-all, know-it-all. His understanding was that everything is eternal, and even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the cause of everything, but everything is internal. There was no real creation of the world. It's a very hard concept for us to grasp, but this was an extremely widely accepted idea. In some ways, we also, whatever a person believes, but somebody who's not Shlomi Muni Yisrael, the beliefs run along the lines of, everything's been there forever, and God is the strongest, mightiest. That's the type of attitude. So that Bria is a chiddush is something that is manifest in this event of Rosh Chodesh. So we have really three events over here that we are marking. Karbanos are all marking events of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Bria, connected, the Karbanos Sibur connected to time. And they are, there is the let's start with the Yom Tovim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can interfere in the Bria to do what exactly is needed at a specific time that the Bria might be obstruction to. So if the Yam is obstructing Kal Yisrael's exit from Mitzrayim, then the Yam has to split. If the water that's for the Mitzrayim is not putting enough pressure on them to release Kal Yisrael, they turn into Dam and so on. So this is an outside force intervening. it's a mark of Ashgacha, but vis-a-vis nature, it's an external interference. So for instance, we can, if we have the right machinery and so on and so forth, we can dry out a lake and intervene. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is almighty and does it in a way that we can't do, but it's still an act of intervention. Those are the karbanos of all the Yom Tovim. The carbon tamid every day is a carbon that marks that the flow of nature and it being constant is all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's something to reflect that it's no less of a miracle that HaKadosh Baruch Hu intervenes, interferes in nature and splits the yam. That's not more of a miracle, or maybe even less in a sense, than a miracle of the fact that every law of nature, everything that happens in the natural order, always stays constant. Never, ever, ever changes. This is the way it is, and this is the way it will be. That's something, there's nothing that we're aware of that has that. The basic laws of nature are always, forever, no change, no aberration, there's nothing that's a little bit less gravity. It's fixed, and that's what it is. So that's what the Talmud shows us. The Chodesh shows us that within the run of Teva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Mechadish of Teva. Teva was created, nature was created, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who creates it. I would like to add something that it is Chazal over here in the Karma Rish Chodesh speak about it being a kapara, being something that is mechaper Klal Yisrael. And the reason given, the understanding given is, because of the Chazal of Yaakov Shemiatati. But I think in understanding the content of it, that it is something which is a tshuva is a hischachus within the normal run of things. It's the bria has the ability to be mechadish itself. A person can be mechadish himself. So this chiddush, and yet it's not an outside interference, but it is within the bria. So we have three very, very important points over here about these Yom Tovim. We have the Yom Tovim celebrating HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's being almighty and all-powerful, overpowering nature. We have HaKadosh Baruch Hu creating a nature which is constant and consistent in a way that nothing else is like it. And finally, within that Teva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Mechadish of that Teva, and therefore there can be Chiddush within the Teva.